Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story, and this is Lesson 25 in our series. And there's one more group of Indians I want to look at before we end the discovery portion of America's story. Now, this class of Indians was the most advanced, and they had very little to do with the history of the United States, but we should still know something about them so we can have a bird's eye view of the people who lived on this continent at the time of discovery. Now, we know these Indians as the Pueblos. They lived in the mountainous area extending from New Mexico down to Chile. Now, these are dry areas, very dry, and that makes it difficult to grow crops. Farms can only be fruitful with a complex irrigation system in place, and the Pueblos, well, they came up with one. They learned how to drain water down from the mountains through water channels that they had devised, and that's how they irrigated their fields. And they also built large fortresses of adobe or stone, which served as living spaces as well as a means of protection. And some of these buildings were five stories high with a 3,000-person capacity. Now, some of these fortresses made up an entire town which looked like castles with turrets and battlements on the roof. And inside the town was an open space for the people to congregate, while the outside walls kept out unwanted guests. And the word Pueblo is derived from these fortress towns, so they got their name for their method of defense against other Indians. Well, the Pueblos bordered the Indians west of the Rockies. The Apaches were the Pueblos' worst nightmare. And to protect themselves, the Pueblo often built their fortresses in hard-to-reach places such as cliffs. And despite taking such precautions, the Apache still terrorized them. There were Pueblos in Mexico who built a large Pueblo, and it consisted of a number of stone castles, and they also had pyramid-like temples to sacrifice to the gods. Around 1430, the Aztec Confederacy was formed. It was a league between the city of Mexico and two neighboring Pueblos, and their purpose was to unite and force other Pueblos to pay them tribute. And business was good for them until the Europeans came and took the country over. The Indian city Mexico was destroyed. At that time, if you had traveled south from Mexico throughout Central and South America, you would have found a lot of cities like Mexico. Well, the clans and tribes of the Pueblos were organized in a similar fashion to those east of the Rockies, which we talked about in a previous lesson. The main difference is that the Pueblos had a military chief who was like a king, and they also had temples and a priest class, and their weapons were mostly of stone, and they used some bronze as well. The Pueblos excelled among all the Indians when it came to their buildings and their decorative arts. In Mexico and South America, they used picture writing called hieroglyphics, and they drew these pictures on bark or paper made from the century plant. They're hieroglyphics, just like you have in the old world in Egypt. Now, we've said in previous lessons that war makes men vicious, and this is a universal truth. And sometimes religion is used to cover that viciousness in the name of, quote, pleasing the gods. Well, the Pueblos didn't torture their enemies like the other Indians did. Instead, they sacrificed them to the gods. Hardly an improvement. The most impressive Pueblos at that time, if we're impressed by riches and civilization, were located in the Peruvian Andes. They were called the Incas. Now, the Incas conquered neighboring tribes, and as a result of the conquest, the Incas set themselves up as the ruling class over those they conquered. Basically, the Inca chief was the king, and the Incas were the nobility. Now, this was the closest thing to an empire in the hemisphere at that time. And the Incas went a long way to try to preserve that empire. They connected each of their cities by means of military roads, and they also, quote, civilized the people that they conquered. Now, the Incas had two small domesticated animals. The llama helped them carry stuff, while the alpaca provided them with fleece. And they grew corn, vegetables, and cultivated the potato. By the way, the potato was unknown anywhere else in the world, and it went to Ireland by way of Peru. And us Irish say thank you to the Incas. They also had nice cotton and wool clothes. And they excelled in the arts more than any of the other Indians. However, they still didn't produce any writings. Remember, we talked about how important writing is to pass things on from generation to generation, but they excelled in many ways, but they didn't produce any writings. Now, the Inca religion was very similar to that of the ancient Egyptians. They practiced a form of sun worship, However, they didn't offer human sacrifices. They were a lot less violent than the other Indians. They also mummified their dead like the ancient pyramid builders did. Well, the Egyptian connection is interesting. There are mounds between the Allegheny Mountains and the Mississippi that are believed to have been built by the ancient Indians, and these mounds are similar to the step pyramids of ancient Egypt. Now, this should teach us a great lesson, and it's this, that mankind, though separated by large continents and many years, is very closely related in many ways. There is a connection. Well, we've finished part one now of America's story. In our next lesson, we're going to sum up everything we learned before we head to part two. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. This is Dan Sheridan, and again, I really hope you learned something. Until next time, be good to one another, because we're in this together. Have a great day.